at the foot of the cross. That we stand in a place where there's mercy. We stand in a place where there's mercy, where there's grace, and where the power of Christ flows. You know, let's not get used to the cross and just see it as a symbol. But let's get back into that place when we look at the cross, that we're reminded of surrender. And through that surrender, it brings victory. Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.'" Jesus calls us not to just look at the cross, but to surrender at the cross. You see, when we surrender, then there's power. Many people want to hold on to control. But God says, lay it down. Give me everything. Let me take over your life. And we need to really be saying afresh this morning, I surrender afresh to you, Lord. You see, when we come to the cross, it's a place of exchange. We don't just give Jesus our hearts, but we hand over our burdens as well. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." What burdens are you carrying this morning? What's weighing you down with fear? Are you struggling with sin? Or are you carrying the weight of the past on your shoulders? Jesus is saying to you this morning, lay it down at the cross. Bring it all and just surrender it to me. You see, this is what the great exchange at the cross looks like. We give Jesus our sins, and he gives us forgiveness. We give him our shame, and he gives us righteousness. We give him our burdens, and he gives us peace. We give him our weaknesses, and he gives us strength. Perhaps today we should stop carrying what Jesus has already died for, and release the pain, and release the guilt, and release the weight of the past, and surrender our burdens to him. Really just come and say, I lay it all down before you, Jesus. But we find it difficult to do that sometimes. Because to surrender at the cross means that we have to die to self. Oh. We cannot follow Jesus and follow our flesh at the same time. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Jesus didn't die so that we could live for ourselves. He died so that we could live for him. I'm going to say that again. Jesus didn't die so that we could live for ourselves, but he died so that we could live for him. So what does it mean to die to self? Dying to our own will by saying, not my will, Lord, but yours be done. Dying to the flesh, that's crucifying our sinful desires. Dying to our pride, that's coming with humility, which will release God's power in our life. And dying to the pleasures of the world, because they are nothing compared to the eternity that we're going to live with him. Surrender means a full commitment. Not just Sunday Christianity, but a 24/7 lifestyle of obedience to Him. Ask God to remove anything that is not of Him. Choose to obey God even when it's hard. And let go of selfish desires and make Jesus the center of your life. Less of me, more of you, Jesus. Will somebody say that with me? Less of me, more of you, Jesus. See, when we surrender at the cross, it's not a weakness, but it's the pathway to victory. Colossians 2 verse 15 says, "And having disarmed the powers and authorities, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." At the cross, Jesus has already won the battles. This morning, would you surrender your battles to Him? The battle of fear? Because perfect love will cast out fear. The battle of anxiety? Because He gives us peace beyond understanding. The battle of brokenness? Because He promises that He will heal the brokenhearted. You see, we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. The battle belongs to the Lord. So stop fighting in your own strength. Declare victory in Jesus' name over your life. Trust that God is working on your behalf. Because the battle is already won. Amen. At the cross. Surrendering at the cross is not the end of it. It's the beginning of a new, abundant life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 tells us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here." The what is here? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us this morning. When we surrender, we receive a new identity. We are sons and daughters of God. We walk in freedom. No more chains. No more bondage. Hallelujah. And we carry the fire of the Holy Spirit, because the fire of God fills us up with power. And we become ambassadors for Christ, i.e. we spread the gospel. Surrender leads to transformation. That when we surrender, we will never be the same again. So live like a new creation. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Be a light to others and share with them what Jesus has done. That this morning you can say with me, "I am made new in Jesus." Today God is calling you to fully surrender at the cross. Luke 9 verse 23 says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Are you ready to lay it all down? Are you ready for freedom? For victory? For new life? If you need to surrender your burdens and receive peace, to die to self and live fully for Jesus, to lay down battles and walk in your victory, to receive new life and be filled with the Holy Spirit, then come to the cross this morning and surrender. Would you stand with me? And say this with all of your heart. I surrender all to Jesus.
I surrender all to Jesus.
I walk in victory.
I walk in victory.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I will never be the same again. Hallelujah.
I will never be the same again.